the offense where you want it to be.
It's a good thing you didn't use that word. No, no, of course not.
At this point.
Of course not. Small gains. Small gains.
Looks like we got Odell back in there for some of stuff.
Yeah, we got him in there for a little.
What's it?
Good.
What is it with him that, you know, allows you to think that it would be a good idea now that he can get on the field?
Well, he came out of the locker room and sprinted from there to that car over there, and I thought, well, maybe he can run 20 yards. What do you think?
Tom, how is Hankins look?
Solid. Yeah.
It's
his turn. Yep.
Where's the improvement?
That's why he's here.
What have you seen
him improve on most? Well, you won't need, you're not going to see any great, anything really to talk about until you get the pads on. But his knowledge of what we're asking him to do, his ability to be in the right spot at the right time, his intelligence, all those things are positive.
Tom, when you brought Banningham back, you knew that this was not going to be a deal, that he should get on the field for training camp.
Right.
And is it still the knee from injuries from last year?
It's the post-surgical rehab that we knew was going to be the issue, but hopefully he'll be okay for camp.
When you say post-surgical, is that from this off-season or from the original?
It was a serious procedure, so he's still coming back.
He
played a little bit and didn't help himself.
His quickness and agility were big things for you. I mean, he needs that in his game.
Though. Absolutely. That part of it.
So, is he
I hope he can make a play like he did the last time he was here.
I mean, you know, he left after that play, basically, and hasn't done a whole lot since. I mean, is he a guy?
Well, they were a better team with him on the field, believe me. 2 years ago, before he got hurt, he made a big difference with them.
What kind of growth have you seen in DeMontre Moore?
You know, he's made good, steady progress. He's naturally a year later, a year more into it, so he's more comfortable with what's going on. He's not it's not one of those things where you don't notice that he's out there because he does have a correction here or there. But, you know, we like what we see. And, his continued development in the weight room with the added muscle and strength, a little bit more size is something that will help a lot.
How about Ayers and Thurman, two guys that played on winning teams last year, and how much are they making an impact? I know it's early, but how much are they making
an
impact?
Well, there's both have been, throughout the course of our work on the field, have stood out from time to time, and both are solid players that'll contribute.
With Chris not on the field, Brandon's been the guy that's been in there mostly with the first team. What has he shown you, and why him? I mean, you obviously have a lot of guys.
There's a lot of guys that play in there, but he deserves the opportunity he's been given. You know, he's been in that classroom for any number of years and been with us for a long time. Got an opportunity last year, was not able to take full advantage of it. Got hurt right away in that game in Detroit, but he's a big, strong kid that's played at the highest level in college, and so we're counting on him to be a young player that's going to develop and help us.
What's the difference between him now than maybe in the years past, aside from
mental advancement? That's all. That's what it is. You know, his same power, same strength in the weight room, ongoing size, continuous development that way.
Tom, how has the chemistry been building with the whole changes on the offense?
Which chemistry, though?
Well, I'm sure you need everybody to be working together.
That's been very good. No, I mean, it takes time to get to know one another, but the way that the changes were accepted on the offensive side of the ball and the attitude on everyone, which as it should be, was very, very positive.
Can you be honest? I mean, that could be detrimental to a team if the coaching staff is.
That's never going to happen. That's not going to happen. Everybody's going to be on the same page, which is just a tribute to the quality of the individuals and their understanding and belief in what we're doing.
Was Ayers and Thurman coming from winning teams last year help in the transition being here? Yeah.
Well, let's hope that it does going forward. You know, they're happy to be in this building, too.
Tom,
you have a tenured player like Mathias, who maybe said he was a little unhappy about the way the offseason went. Do you talk to him and just kind of make sure he's on the same page?
I talked with him back during the offseason. I haven't talked with him about anything like that since then, though.